From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, the surge in witchcraft. How come? Prayers, by the way, to Dr. Ed Garr, father of our weekend fill-in host, Lisa Garr. He's recovering from heart surgery. Prayers to you, Doc. And by the way, if you saw a lot of people walking around with smudges on their forehead, today was Ash Wednesday for Christians, a moment of prayer and repentance. That's what they do. Here's what's happening. Strange story in California. Hours after the death of the 21st racehorse at the Santa Anita racetrack since last December, track officials have now announced an indefinite suspension of racing at the famed facility. They really don't know what's going on. They think because of the heavy rain, we've had about 11 to 13 inches of rain here since December, maybe it's done something to the track, and horses, some of them in races, some of them in training, have been breaking their legs, and of course they've been euthanized from that. But track officials are just baffled, and it's a horrible story. 21 horses dying since December. U.S. Customs and Border Protection began counting family units, and there have been 2.6 million total apprehensions along the U.S.-Mexico border. The numbers were the sharpest evidence yet that despite President Trump's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration, the flow of migrants is only growing. While families, along with a relatively small number of unaccompanied children, now make up 60% of the arrests at the border, total numbers are rising there as well. The Border Patrol made 267,000 arrests between October and the start of the federal fiscal year, and in February, compared with 136,000 over the same period a year ago. I thought we'd check in with Howard Bloom, who has written the book called The Lucifer Principle. Howard, this is a weird situation. It seems like more people are trying to get in illegally than when we started talking about this when the president was elected.
Well, it's not exactly what it appears to be. So the real question is, do we have a crisis on our border with Mexico or don't we? Now, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen made a powerful case for an emergency today in her testimony before the House Homeland Security Committee. So powerful that the Tea Party called it frightening, and in a sense it was frightening, but only in a sense. What did Nielsen actually say? She predicted that 1 million illegal aliens will try to cross the Mexican border this year. She pointed to an 80% increase in the number of illegals compared to the same time last year. She warned of sexual slavery, drugs, criminals, and violence spilling into our country every week. Those are her words. She talked of, again, her words, recycling rings, where innocent young people are used multiple times to help aliens gain illegal entry. And she reported a 50% spike in the number of gang members coming across the border. But Nielsen pointed out that these increases will overwhelm the system entirely. She emphasized that this is not a manufactured crisis, and she added that this is truly an emergency. Meanwhile, Nielsen explained something odd that you touched on a second ago. She said, quote, "What's different about the current migrant flows is not just how many people are coming, but who is coming. And who did Nielsen say was arriving? Quote, historically," she pointed out, "illegal aliens crossing into the United States were predominantly single adult males, but in recent years," she continued, "we have seen the number of vulnerable populations, children and families, skyrocket. Over 60% of the current flow are family units and unaccompanied alien children." So is what Nielsen portrayed really the flood of murderers, rapists, and gang members the president has warned us about since he first came down the elevator at Trump Tower in 2015? To announce his presidency? Not really, not at all. Now let's zoom out and get a little bit of perspective. If there was a crisis, it was in 2000, when over 1.6 million immigrants were arrested on the Mexican border.
Jeez.
Even if we reach Kirstjen Nielsen's projected figure of 1 million this year, that would be over 30% less than the migrants who crossed the border illegally in 2000. 30% less. What's more, George W. Bush and Barack Obama drove that number down to a tiny fraction. They chopped it down from 1.6 million to 300,000. But this year has seen a Trump uptick. But there are a few far more important truths. If Nielsen is right and 1 million immigrants is a crisis, then the years 2000 and 2001 were catastrophic. but the total crime rate in the USA has gone down a whopping 30% since 2000. And gang activity in America went down in 2000, 2001, and 2003, the years of the immigrant tidal wave. In fact, under Donald Trump, the number of gangs in America has gone back up. But there's something truly dangerous we are missing. Kirstjen Nielsen is head of the Homeland Security Department, a department formed in the wake of 9/11. And there are more dire threats than unarmed mothers and their children at the border. There are three crises over which there is no debate. Number one is Kim Jong-un's nuclear weapons and his three-stage intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of reaching U.S. cities. Number two is a debt that just hit $22 trillion for the first time. And number three is a balance of trade deficit that today hit the highest annual level in history, $891.3 billion, close to $1 trillion. Now, should we really spend $25 billion for a wall to stop invading mothers and children? Or should we focus on these three far greater threats? Or should we keep our sense of balance, walk and chew gum simultaneously, and try to handle them all?
Can we do that, though, Howard? That's the big question. I'm not sure we can. Thank you. Howard Bloom, his website, Howard Bloom, BLOOM.net, linked up at our Twitter feed at coasttocoastam.com. A Blockbuster video store, remember that name? In Bend, Oregon, will become the world's last outpost of the once booming video rental chain later this month when the store in Perth, Australia closes its doors. The store's owners there attributed its downfall to the arrival of Netflix and other streaming services that hit the Australian market. Once a dominant brand during the late 1980s and 90s, Blockbuster had more than 9,000 stores in operation at one time. The chain shut down its last corporate-owned stores in 2014, but a few franchisees have remained operational in the years since. Well, there's only going to be one left. The rise of Netflix, which instantly streams movies and television shows to the bases of millions paid subscribers, has rendered physical video rentals obsolete. And what else is going on? iPhone sales are plummeting, and Apple's app fees might be next. What's happening? Let's check in with Lauren Weinstein, our expert on the internet. What's going on with Apple, Lauren?
Yeah, well, I think we're kind of reaching the point now where concentrating on the phone sales numbers, and not just Apple's, but for smartphones in general, is probably less important than it used to be. And the reason is that the smartphone industry is now a mature industry. For most people who have smartphones, the smartphones are pretty powerful. They have good screens, they have good bandwidth, and the audio is good, and the video is good. And the changes from year to year in most cases are incremental. Maybe the phone gets a little bit bigger, maybe the battery lasts a little bit longer. But these aren't blockbuster, no pun intended, right, blockbuster video changes that are going on from year to year. So naturally, people are holding on to their phones longer, and that all makes sense. It's just plain economic sense. Now, the phone manufacturers and all the related firms know this, and they have been pivoting, and they are pivoting more and more rapidly now, not to get away from making phones and dealing with the phones, but to emphasize other kinds of income streams. So in-app payments, payments that are inside of applications, subscriptions, streaming audio and video, like you were talking about, Netflix, and there are many others too, where people are paying a monthly subscription fee, game services where there are fees, cloud-based services for running systems in small businesses up to enormous enterprises. Those are offerings like Google GCP, Amazon AWS, or Microsoft Azure. All these areas where there's continuing income from users on a month-to-month, year-to-year basis, not just when they decide to buy a phone. So that's really where the emphasis is shifting. And so when we're looking at the economics of these companies, we need to look at all these data points now, not just phone sales, but all these other kinds of services, other kinds of things they're doing that are also bringing in money for them.
But aren't phone sales the lion's share of the revenue for companies like Apple?
Well, traditionally it has been for Apple, and for Apple is kind of a special case, too, because they completely control their hardware. It's not like Android, which is on a wide variety of hardware made by different manufacturers. So in that sense, Apple was more dependent on that, but they're not stupid. You know, they're smart people at Apple, and they realized that there were going to be these kinds of changes as the smartphone ecosystem matured, And that's why they have put more emphasis into their service offerings, into their music offerings and other offerings. And, for example, for a while there, a lot of people were buying music, and the buying of downloaded music has actually declined. In fact, I heard recently that there actually were more CDs and vinyls sold than downloaded music sold recently.
Interesting.
But the other aspect of this is that streaming of music has become the primary source. So people don't buy, they stream. They just are essentially renting the music streams. All of this are in the long-term planning of these companies. They're going to keep making the phones. They're going to keep selling the phones. But the secret to surviving when things are changing rapidly is always being diversified, and that's what they're all doing.
Big point. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate it. What a cool story here. NASA will reportedly make history when it conducts the first all-female spacewalk at the International Space Station later this month. Several female astronauts will be doing that. That's amazing. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek revealed in a YouTube video that he has been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Alex Trebek, he's 78 years old. He's on our prayer list now, too. Even with measles outbreaks across the United States, at least 20 states now have proposed anti-vaccination bills, giving parents the right to simply say, nope, we're opting out of that. In a moment, Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com, joins us. That's the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. There's also a toll-free number to call for assistance. There are people there waiting. We'll take calls soon. Those will be different numbers, but this one will get you some answers at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. George Norrie here. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us, a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and founder and formulator of the Truth Treatment Systems. Ben has been compounding custom prescription medications, skincare products, and consulting with physicians and patients since graduating from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 86. He is one of the spokespeople for our friends and sponsors, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call for assistance, because everybody says, I need more information, give them a call at 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. But their website is criticalhealthnews.com. I've got a handful of emails. We're going to start calls in a moment with pharmacist Ben as well, and Tom will get your text and tweets. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, George. Good to talk to you again, buddy.
Couple things to talk with you about before we get into calls and things. First of all, it looks like the FDA has approved an antidepressive spray called, what do you call that stuff?
Well,
ketamine?
Derivative of ketamine, which is a...
That's dangerous.
You know, it's a drug. All drugs are dangerous, but it's kind of interesting in the way. There was a guy named Dr. John Lilly. Did you ever hear him?
I sure, from Eli Lilly.
No. Dr. John Lilly was a... he was a scientist. I don't think he was a medical doctor, but he used to do a lot of research on with these sensory deprivation tanks and ketamine. And he would do the ketamine, sit in a sensory deprivation tank, and just go off into other dimensions and meet aliens and weird beings. And he wrote a lot of books about it. And he was extolling the virtues of ketamine back in the 1960s and 1970s as an antidepressant. So we've known about the power of ketamine for dealing with mental health issues, but it's really a disassociative anesthetic.
It's a club drug too,
well,
isn't it?
Well, they use it as a club drug. They go into the K-hole, they call it, and that's like this place that exists somewhere in consciousness. So it's kind of a weird sort of phenomena, but technically speaking, it's a disassociative anesthetic. It's used as for surgeries, and it has this really interesting feature of helping you leave your body. So your body's numb, but your consciousness is still alive, and it allows you to travel, astral project, and do all kinds of weird things. And Dr. Lilly talked about it back in the 60s and 70s. And I've known about it as a pharmacist for a long time, so I'm not surprised that it just got approved for major depression.
Interesting. Now, a doctor has to administer it.
Oh, yeah, it's a prescription drug.
And you're allowed to do it yourself if he's in there or she's in there watching you.
Yeah, it's a nasal spray. And and that's the kind of interesting thing, because previously you'd have to it was injected, but of course, you know, as a club drug, people were snorting it, so it has a lot of.
So that's why they're putting it as a spray.
That's why they put it in nasal. Exactly, that's why they put it in nasal spray. And it's not exactly ketamine, by the way, the drug. It's a derivative of ketamine, a pharmaceutical, pharmacological derivative of ketamine. But the nose is kind of an interesting way to administer medication, and for that matter, nutrients, because. There's a lot of blood vessels in your nose. So it's actually a very rapid way to get medication, snorting it or inhaling it through the nostrils.
What do you think of the story that 20 states have proposed anti-vaccination bills now?
I love it. I love it.
Do you do?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not a vaccine guy.
Heck no. There's so much nasty.
You're a pharmacist, and you're not a vaccine guy?
Yeah, I'm a rogue pharmacist. You know that.
You really are. You really are. I bet your pharmacy college is going, oh, my God,
yeah,
we graduated this guy.
It's funny because I got a call from the pharmacy school, and they wanted me to teach some classes. Cause I've been involved in I'm an entrepreneur. I make skincare products, as you were mentioning. And they wanted me to talk about being an entrepreneur and a pharmacist and how I could help pharmacy students. I said to them, you know, you might want to go on YouTube and see some of my videos before you invite me. And they never call me back, of course.
I've got so many emails that have been flooding in over the last couple of days when people read your schedule on the coasttocoastam.com website. Let's go through just a few of them.
I love it.
Next half hour, we'll take calls, and then we'll take calls the following hour for the entire hour with pharmacist Ben, and Tom has the text and tweets as well. So fire away there. This is an email in from Kim in Nevada. I'm a Coast to Coast insider, love listening to the show, especially at my convenience. I've got a question for pharmacist Ben, if possible. My daughter has severe gastroparesis.
Oh, my goodness.
So oral supplements, even liquid ones, don't seem to work or get absorbed. What can you recommend for the gastro?
Yeah, gastroparesis is really, really...
What is that? Explain
that. Oh, my God. It's a miserable condition where the stomach doesn't... The digestive tract, the stomach especially, doesn't move, and food just sits in the stomach, and it is so miserable. Did you ever do you ever eat too much food and it just sits in your stomach and you feel miserable and you just got to wait it out?
I don't eat a lot anymore.
Yeah, you probably don't do that. But if you ever, for the listeners, anybody's ever eaten too much food and had that just unpleasant, full feeling.
I hate being stuffed.
Exactly.
I hate it.
Well, imagine gastroparesis is when you're constantly stuffed. When you, even if you have a tiny little bit of food, you feel that, you just feel that stuffed feeling, and it's really miserable. It's basically your stomach and your digestive system in shock. So technically, it's delayed gastric emptying, and what that really means is your gastric system is not moving. It stops moving. It's in shock. So what you want to do is you want to associate it with specific foods, especially the big culprits that, you know, Doc is always talking about, gluten and such.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be any kind of food, but you want to notice what foods are causing the problem, and you want to isolate the foods and then eliminate those foods. Dietary changes can definitely have a big benefit. So what we call the elimination diet, where you do a food diary where you write down everything you eat, then eliminate foods, and then working on intestinal health with probiotics and apple cider vinegar for the stomach and digestive enzymes, working with general digestive health strategies. But the most important thing is isolating specific problem foods and then eliminating them. That helps most of the time. It's basically the digestive system in shock.
Okay, so there is help for her.
Absolutely, 100%.
Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Again, the toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949 Radio. Just remember that, 1-855-949-7234. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take phone calls for the rest of this hour and next hour. Tom will take your texts and tweets as well. And they have free apps now for critical health news in your app store. So download that and hit that website. Hit it often. There's lots of great information and videos with Doc Wallach and Pharmacist Ben as well. Okay, now we'll continue your calls with Pharmacist Ben. We hope we can help you out. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call, not for the show, but for advice, is 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back. Pharmacist Ben with us. You just heard that Critical Health News commercial. Those folks are dedicated people, Ben, aren't they?
Yep. We do individual consultations. We got videos and blog posts. In fact, I just did a video on glyphosate that's going to be up at criticalhealthnews.com. It's a resource of information as well as great products. I encourage everybody to go there, criticalhealthnews.com.
Jane writes, my daughter has had Lyme disease since she was bit by a tick 5 years ago. She's been on antibiotics, but she still seems to have it and has outbreaks.
It's the craziest thing in the world.
It really is, isn't it?
You want to build the immune system. Antibiotics shut down the immune system. It's the exact opposite of what you want to do. And one of the first things we learn in pharmacy school is nobody should stay on an antibiotic for more than 2 to 4 weeks at a time.
Oh.
It's a terrible thing when people stay on antibiotics. It suppresses the immune system, and it wreaks havoc on the digestive tract. It's an awful strategy. What you want to do is you want to strengthen the immune system. George, this thing that we call the immune system and that we glibly talk about all the time is one of the greatest miracles in all of life. The body's ability, intelligent ability to adjust to invaders, to tailor specific weaponry specifically designed for specific bacteria. It is the most mind-boggling system in all of biology, in my opinion. And what we want to do is learn to strengthen it. But as it turns out, almost all of the things we do as part of our culture and part of our lifestyle and as parts of our lifestyle is suppress the immune system. Sugar suppresses the immune system. Stress suppresses the immune system. Processed food suppresses the immune system. Drugs suppress the immune system. Antibiotics suppress the immune system. So what you want to do is you want to turn that thing around. Number one, get yourself on a nutritional supplement program. And George, the more drugs we take, the more medicine we're on, the more critical it becomes that we replace our nutrients that are being expended to detoxify the drugs, to clear the drugs out of the body. So for this gal, Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a must. Vitamin C is a powerful immune-boosting vitamin. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is loaded with vitamin C. Make sure she's on all the electrolytes. I would be using, personally, if it was me, I'd be using the Healthy Body Blood Sugar Pack because of the relationship to strong blood sugar metabolism and a strong immune system.
What do you think of turkey tail mushrooms?
It's a bit immune booster, but it's not nutritional. Yeah, there was a mushrooms have some really, really interesting immune boosting properties, although some people have reactions to mushrooms. But mushrooms are like a cross between an animal and a plant. So a lot of nutrients that are only available in animal foods are found in mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, vitamin D and vitamin A. So for vegans and vegetarians, mushrooms can be really helpful as a source of nutrition. But what you're referring to, I believe, is the immune-boosting power of mushrooms, reishi mushrooms and turkey tail mushroom. I hadn't heard of that one.
Yep, that's interesting.
And also maitake mushrooms have some really interesting immune-boosting properties. But for your gal with Lyme's disease, build the immune system, reduce sugar intake, make sure you're on a good nutritional supplement program. Personally, I'd be doing the healthy blood sugar pack.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go to some of the phones, and we'll take calls next hour with Pharmacist Ben as well. Let us go to Claire in Chico, California. Hi, Claire. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Claire.
Hi. I wanted to know what I can do to ward off. I have been diagnosed with HPV, so I want to see how I can protect my uterus as much as I can, so that doesn't become cancerous.
Yeah, absolutely. First thing you want to do is strengthen the immune system, though. HPV, by the way, is human papillomavirus. It's the most common sexually transmitted infection. It usually is not a problem on its own, but it can lead to various health issues, including female reproduction.
And some guests we've had on the show, Ben, say, do not take the vaccine.
You know what I'm going to say, George?
You'll say the same thing.
Great. Yeah, you want to build your immune system. It's the same idea that we were talking about with the Lyme disease. Strengthen the immune system. Stay away from problem foods. Strengthen the intestinal lining. Your immune system lives in the intestine largely. So when we talk about building the immune system, in many ways, we're talking about keeping the intestine healthy. Make sure you're using essential fatty acids like the Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity. I would be getting on the healthy, either the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack or the Healthy Body Body Starter Pack. One or the other. Personally, I would be getting the blood sugar pack, though, because of the relationship between the blood sugar and the immune system. And then for the female reproductive system, all your fats are extremely important, and that's vitamin A and E specifically and especially. There's also a very important relationship between the health of the female reproductive system and good bacteria in the intestine. A lot of people don't talk about that, but good bacteria in the intestine help make hormones and help clear hormones out of the body. So make sure you're using your nightly essence from Youngevity, which I consider to be the primo probiotic supplement that anybody could get on. So intestinal health and probiotic and good probiotics in addition to building the immune system.
And Claire, go to the website criticalhealthnews.com or call that number 1-855-949-7234 and good luck to you. William is in the Queens, New York. Hey, William, thanks for calling.
Hey, William.
Hello, Dr. Fuchs. My question is, what are the best natural ways to reduce coronary artery blockages?
Great question.
Super. And he's not Dr. Fuchs. He's pharmacist Ben. But go ahead.
Great question. A couple of things. First of all, coronary blockages have a lot to do with deteriorating connective tissue. When the connective tissue starts to break down, many of the horrible signs of aging, all the things that we're terrified about as we get older, the stooped-over appearance and the weakness and the thinning bones and deterioration of the blood vessels ensues. When the blood vessel deterioration progresses, the body will patch up little nicks and cuts in the blood vessels in the coronary arteries with cholesterol and calcium and various plaques, and that's what ends up being called blockages. So building the connective tissue is one of the most important things you could do, and it has wonderful anti-aging benefits. Best way to build the connective tissue is to make sure you take supplements like the glucogel caps. Anything that helps you build joints and cartilage is going to have anti-aging properties for the whole body. So I'd be doing the glucogel caps. I'd be doing the nightly, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which has all your electrolytes and vitamin C. You may also want to consider chelating agents, and these are supplements that can help help attract some of the dirt that's in the blood vessels, causing the stenosis or the blockages. And I would be doing things like sulfur, MSM sulfur. Also something called NAC or NAC. You can get these in the Youngevity products as well. The Immortalium has both of those in it. Also, don't forget about your plain old primal panacea. You know, there's a guy named Dr. Matthias Rath who wrote about how animals don't get heart attacks. And what he said was that heart disease was actually and blockages for that matter, were all forms of scurvy. And they were related to vitamin C deficiencies. Animals make their own vitamin C, and animals don't get heart attacks. This was Dr. Matthias Rath's hypothesis. So making sure that you're getting enough vitamin C, that's one of those nutrients that we don't talk about, that we seem to assume that everybody gets enough of, but hardly anybody does. That's because of the ridiculous deprivation allowance, which is what I call the RDA, which tells you that you only need 60 to 100 milligrams of vitamin C. A day. You really need grams of it, and that's why probably the best thing, in my opinion, about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it's got a lot of good things in it, but the best thing about it is it's a big old dose of vitamin C.
I'm going to recommend also to go to one of our guests' websites, myheartbook.com, Christian Wild's website, to take a look at his turmeric formula, which seems to work a lot for inflammation.
Turmeric's great. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go to Tom with a text and tweet. What do you have for Ben, Thomas?
Hey, Ben, this one, Jenny from Virginia. She says, I drink a lot of water, but I like it cold with ice. Is that okay to drink it that way?
Heck yeah, it's okay. I mean, there's some folks who'll tell you that the body is likes things to be a little bit warmer, body temperature. But here's the thing. When you drink cold water, you make your body work to warm the water, mm-hmm. and that work can actually help you lose a little bit of weight.
So, I like it at room temperature, Ben.
You know, a lot of people talk about that. It's a little more comforting at room temperature. It takes some work.
Doesn't shock your system.
Yeah, it takes some work for the body to adjust to the coldness. But that work, George, will help you lose a little bit of weight. Can help you burn some calories. So it's a quick fix for losing weight is drinking cold water. Make sure, though, you replace those nutrients, the more water you drink, make sure you replace your water-soluble nutrients with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine.
I want to set a record. Let's slam the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Whether you have a smartphone or just a computer, go ahead and give it a try. If you're in bed, reach over and grab the smartphone and just go to criticalhealthnews.com and take a look at some of the things that have been going on. Ben, you've been associated with criticalhealthnews.com now since its inception, haven't you?
Since the beginning, yes. And I'm proud to say we've helped thousands and thousands of people lose weight, lower their blood pressure, reduce their medication. Some people get off their medication, eliminate seizure disorders, attention deficit disorder in children. I mean, really dramatic things happen once people understand how their body works, number one, and then leverage the power of a good nutritional supplement program.
Let's go back to the calls, and we'll have phone calls next hour as well. Let's go to Julie in Danville, Indiana. Welcome to the program. Hi, Julie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
I've got a question, statement, whatever. Uh-huh. I have Lyme disease.
Okay.
And
go.
I've been off of antibiotics for over a year, was on them multiple years to begin with.
Wow.
I feel horrible off of them.
Okay. Off the antibiotics.
Okay, well, you may be suffering from some of the residual effects of the antibiotics destroying your gut bacteria. And that's one of the big, big problems with antibiotics. So, my dear, you absolutely must start replacing those gut bacteria two ways. Number one, you want to make sure that you're taking a good probiotic supplement, like the Nightly Essence, as we said before. And then number two, you want to provide the intestine with the right environment so those bacteria can proliferate. And that means using fiber, whether you're doing it from vegetable juices, making sure you're getting some veggie juices and vegetables, for that matter, on a regular basis. And then also, I like grinding up flax seeds personally to make my own fiber. You know, you can make a delicious fiber drink. It'll cost you pennies just by grinding up flax seeds in a little coffee grinder and then mixing them with water and a little bit of cinnamon or a little bit of nutmeg, stirring around. Makes a delicious fiber drink, and it's wonderful for providing the right environment for those bacteria to proliferate in. And by the way, flax seeds are also a great source of protein, 30% protein. So.
And build up that immune system.
And, of course, make sure you're on the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I would be doing, the blood sugar pack is not so marketed as an immune-boosting pack, but because of the relationship, antagonistic relationship between sugar and the immune system, to me, controlling the blood sugar with chromium and vanadium and some of the other nutrients that are found in the blood sugar, healthy blood sugar pack is just as important as for building the immune system as using vitamin C and vitamin E and some of the other nutrients. So I'd be using the glucogenics and the healthy blood sugar pack as well as the probiotics and the digestive support.
Ben, based on the email that I read you just a few moments ago about Lyme disease and Julie's plight, I'm beginning to think Lyme disease does not go away. Is it curable?
No, it's not. I mean, there's a lot of controversy about chronic Lyme disease because our lifestyles are so messed up, George, the way we eat and the way we our lack of nutrition, the water we drink, the air we're breathing. It's hard to say whether something's really Lyme disease or it's just our bodies are just deteriorating because of all the stuff in the environment. So there's a lot of controversy on what exactly chronic Lyme disease is. And the problem is the way it's treated just makes the body worse. And that's the darn antibiotics. And this poor gal is suffering from the residual effects of the antibiotics, and it gets combined with this idea of chronic Lyme disease. It's not chronic Lyme disease that's the problem. It's the drugs that she was taking.
A dirty little tick causes all this, huh?
Yeah, a dirty little tick. Now, there is acute Lyme disease, that's for sure. Nobody doubts that. But the chronic Lyme disease, there's a lot of controversy about that.
John in Virginia Beach, Virginia is with us. Hey, John, go ahead.
George, Ben, thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure thing, my friend.
George, I have a statement to make, or not a statement, a question.
Sure.
Which I'm sure you've heard many, many times. I've had 14 back surgeries, and I've, over the years, and I tell you what, I'm taking that pain medication, and I begged the doctors to please operate on me again. But they said because of my age, there's no way they can do it.
It's dangerous.
And so what am I supposed to do? I mean, I don't want to...
What happened to your back, John?
Well, I heard it playing baseball in college and professional baseball and just banged it up a number of times.
What team did you play for?
Philadelphia.
Do we know you?
Well, I don't know.
If we know your last name, would we... when did you play?
Minor league ball. But I did play a short time in the Philadelphia when I for one season.
But yeah, everybody in Philadelphia is probably going, who is he? Who is he?
But nevertheless, I don't know what to do.
Chronic back problems, Ben.
You know what? Here's the deal. First of all, the surgeries result in something called adhesions and scar tissue and fibroids that makes the pain worse. 14 surgeries, I can only imagine what's going on there.
I
would be approaching this from a couple of different angles. First of all, you got to get rid of the pain. And that's just a job that's tailor-made for CBD. Have you been talking about
CBD oil? We did with Doc when he was on last time.
Remember, we talked about it years ago, you and I.
Yeah.
We talked about CBD, and people got all freaked out about it. It's like marijuana. No, it's not like marijuana. HempFX, which is the Longevity CBD product line. The HempFX line is a CBD, which does not get you high. It does not have any intoxicating effects, but has dramatic pain-relieving effects, among other things.
Hold on for a second, Ben. We're at the break, but I want you to finish up and help John when we come back. Plus, a full hour to go of phone calls before we talk about witches on Coast to Coast AM.